Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Jay. To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
Yes, hi Jay. It's 10573.
Thank you for that. And your name?
Okay, it's Rita Messina.
Thank you for that. Give me
Okay.
one second while I try and locate that account. I do apologize, my system's just running a little slow on me.
Okay.
Okay, for some reason that zip code doesn't want to pull up an account under your name. Could I get the spelling of the last name?
M as in Mary, Essina.
Thank you for that. Give me one second while I try and locate the account that way. Okay, for some reason it's not wanting to pull up an account or an order.
Okay, is there, corporate was supposed to get back in touch with me because I had a few questions, and nobody has gotten in touch with me, and I emailed, and I also called in, and I 48 hours ago they told me within 24 hours, and it's been 48 hours, and nobody called me from corporate. Is there a reason? Is there a phone direct number that I could call?
No, ma'am, we don't have a direct number to corporate to give you. This would be that customer support number that we have for the company, but with
Okay, what's the customer support number?
that's going to be the customer support number we're speaking on now, ma'am.
Okay, so I don't understand. I've been calling. I sent a package back, and I was wondering if it was received. And
And you
I don't
said
know.
the first time on the account was what again, ma'am?
Rita.
Let me see if that pulls up anything when I search that one, ma'am. Hold on. Okay, I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Could you verify the address?
To Little Kings Lane in Portchester.
Thank you for that. Give me one second while I read over the notes on the account so I can better assist you. Yeah, now I do show where it looks like earlier today. For the product I'm showing for the Ultra Pure Omega 3 that had been ordered prior back in May 14th when it was shipped out to you, I do show that the refund was issued for that product that you were saying that you had returned, ma'am. That
Okay,
a
for which?
representative from corporate had done that, it looks like earlier today.
Okay, I didn't get any message. For which day?
I'm showing that was for the May 14th charge, ma'am.
There was a May 14th charge because nothing was sent out on May 14th.
I'm
I'm
showing
talking
that.
about the April. The April one is the one that was returned.
And now I'm just showing this for the most recent charge for May. But give me one
But I
second.
received no product for May, and I was hoping to receive it, but she said that there was change in the system, and I said to her to hold off on it because I wanted to make sure everything was rectified from the prior April was went to somewhere else, and there was a reject sticker on the box, so I said I was afraid to get it because it was from a gardening center, and she told me to send it back, and I gave it back to the postman because it was not even opened. And then I have not heard back. I've been trying to call back to see if they have received it, and you know, no one seems to know what's going on. I did contact the post office, so I'm still waiting to speak to someone from their offices.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second. Let me ask a supervisor a quick question so I can better assist you. Hold
Please
on.
or thank you.
I do apologize about the delay, ma'am. I'm just having to wait for them to message me back. And they're taking a look at it now to see what exactly that issue is with that as well. Now, with the product that was refunded, I was showing it was the May 14th charge, ma'am, where it does actually have a tracking number for
Yeah, but
that
I never
product.
received anything from May 14th. I wanted it, and they told me that they weren't going to send it out to me because they had to switch systems. And I've been, you know, that I asked. I even wanted it sooner, so I don't understand what's happening, and I'm becoming very, very frustrated.
Yes,
Okay,
ma'am.
I
Now,
wanted the May 14th one, and it never came. I haven't received it, and they told me it wasn't going to be shipped out. And I said to them, I'm still wanting to know what happened to the April one.
now with the product, are you wishing to continue receiving the product, ma'am, for
Of course, but they're telling me so many different things every single time that I call. I mean, the last time I called, I didn't even call. They called me and said that they had to change something with the new system and that they needed to drop the old account. I can't drop the old account until I know what's happening with what happened to April. And I asked them to move up the May 14th, make it a May 11th or May 12th, whatever it was. Then they called me back and they said, no, I said, then put it to the original date. And I don't understand what's happening. And I never got a response to my email.
yes, ma'am, and I do apologize that had happened. I should have replied back to you at the very least.
So I would like to call corporate so that I know what's happening with the April 14th thing, whatever happened with that. I find it very odd because in the past this never happened with OMAX before. I've been getting OMAX for years, and especially you know if I had any problems or any questions with ingredients, they would get back to me immediately. I'm talking about the corporate people, the people who made it, and I don't understand what's happening.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm not sure why they hadn't gotten back in touch with you because they are typically really good about that with getting back in touch with customers when issues like this have arisen. But let me see what my supervisor is saying, ma'am. Hold on.
check your credit card to see what was refunded. There should be no other charge on it.
Yeah, now I do apologize about that, wait, ma'am. Now, with the product, I'm showing that that next shipment would be that one that would ship out for
this
month.
Did it get shipped out?
Well, that was one that was being shipped out for May, ma'am, and that one had been refunded.
So that means they never shipped it out.
Well, I'm showing that it was actually... the product that was shipped is still in transit where it's expected to be delivered on May the 20th, ma'am.
Okay, that means it's tomorrow. But do you understand that? So then what was refunded? Maybe you got the one that got sent back on April 27th. Is that the one that was refunded? Perhaps that you received that one that I rejected because of where it came from?
But it doesn't show me the reason for... that actual refund, which was off the May 14th charge that I'm showing, was refunded, ma'am.
So the May 14th charge...
for that shipment that's expected to be delivered on Friday.
So that was refunded.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'm still going to get the product.
Yes, ma'am. I'm showing that the refund was issued earlier today, but the product was already shipped out where it was already en route.
So maybe they were just refunding me in place of maybe they received the April. Is that a possibility that they received that April back and then they refunded me?
Yes, ma'am.
But I need a confirmation on that.
I can give you a reference number to a reference where I'm seeing the account right now, as well as would be notating this call, ma'am, for this account if you would like.
Yes, please.
Okay, whenever you're ready, I can give you that reference number.
Okay, so this... and I don't understand how come nobody ever gave me a reference number before with all this trouble that I've been having. Okay, what's the reference number, please?
It would be 1470-73.
147073.
That's correct.
And this is telling me a reference number with regard to a refund.
Well, that would reference this call where we've spoken about the account where I've confirmed that the shipment in May is expected to be delivered on the 20th, tomorrow, as well as where I'm showing that there was a refund of $62 that was issued earlier today that would credit back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so then you're telling me then there was a refund for today. Excuse me, Jay. Can you hold on a moment, please?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry. Yes, ma'am.
May 15th, there was a charge.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And then nothing else was refunded?
No.
Okay. Okay. So you're telling me that I'm getting a refund that was issued today on the 19th.
That's correct.
Is that what you're saying to issued?
Yes, ma'am.
On the 19th. Okay. Now, there was a charge on the 15th. Is that the one that's being refunded?
Yes, ma'am.
So the charge that was charged on the 15th is today being refunded on the 19th.
Yes, ma'am. And you
and
would
that,
still receive that corresponding
still,
product that you
I'm
were initially
receiving.
Charged for on the 15th that you're showing on your statement. You would still receive that product in the mail tomorrow, ma'am.
Okay.
From what the USPS or the UPS tracking is showing.
From that is what is showing. So I'm wondering now, how do I get confirmation with regard to that, if they intended that to be a refund for the April? How do I find out about that?
Well, that was the reference number I'd given you, ma'am, to reference this call because it doesn't give me a hard reference number to reference that credit specifically because this would reference the account as well as where we've spoken, and I would have my notes detailing
But
But
I also, Jay, forgive me because I don't understand it. When I spoke to Rachel, she said that they weren't going to send anything out because they had to go to a new system. So I don't understand what is happening. It's very strange.
Well, I'm showing that it had the system migration that completed, looks like, on the 11th of May, ma'am.
On the 11th of May, it switched. I don't understand what you say when it migrated.
Well, it went from basically, I guess you could say, from being on Apple to Microsoft would be a good analogy for what
mm-hmm.
the system was basically they were having to do. They
mm-hmm.
were changing to a completely
mm-hmm.
different system is what the issue was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now this reference number that I have is showing with regard to the refund, but we don't have an answer about the April refund. So what happens then?
Well, that would have been the charge that they were able to get that credit issued off of because of what happened with that system migration. It basically made it so we couldn't see that other previous order to do that refund on.
Okay, so now with this May 15th order, I want to see what happens now. Okay, so I'm going to see if I receive it. I have to get back in touch with you with regard to that.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Of course. If you don't receive it on Friday, you can feel free to call us back to let us know that so we can take a look at the tracking, which also, while we're speaking about it, I can give you the UPS tracking number as well if you would like.
Okay, but I also gave a UPS tracking number to the person that I spoke to the last time with regard to the other package. So you think they received it? Because I did speak to the post office. It was returned on April 27th and returned to the 41, the main address. And that's what they investigated everything, and that's what that's what the USPS reported back to me with regard to that.
Yes, ma'am. This would actually be for this product that we sent out to you for this for this May shipment.
Okay,
ma'am.
What is the tracking number on that?
It's going to be 9274-8969.
Mm-hmm.
01-19-73
mm-hmm.
55-30-32-41-48-68.
Okay. Now, do I have anything else that's scheduled after this May 15th?
I'm showing that the product would be every 30 days, where it would be back going out to you every 30 days, ma'am.
Right.
For that
again,
next shipment.
When I spoke to the representative the other day, she said to me that they couldn't send anything out to me unless I changed the system, and then I said she had to drop the whole account and start a new account. And I said, no, I don't want you to do that. Put everything on hold. So I don't understand how now it's automatically starting again without even me, calling back. Okay.
That was one of the things I was trying to clarify with you as well from the notes because of what you were saying, because you were making it or giving me the impression that you aren't wishing to continue, and that's why I was going
mm-hmm.
to clarify from something that the notes had said as well as your statements to see if that was indeed the case.
No, it wasn't. Well, it was the case for because she wanted to change the whole account, and I wanted all my history on there so that I could rectify to see what, to clarify, to get clarification on what happened, with the April order to make sure that you were going to receive it back and what the situation was. But again, I'm very, very baffled why nobody got back in touch with me with regard to my email.
Yes, ma'am. All I could recommend doing would be to try emailing corporate again, which I can give you their email address again as well.
Okay, please. Let me just grab a piece of paper so that I could please.
Okay, just let me know whenever you're ready.
Make sure that we have that. And can I also ask you one other question? Let me see. Okay, go ahead. You can give me that email again.
It's going to be care, spelled
mm-hmm.
CARE,
mm-hmm.
at Omax, SOMAX, then health, spelled HEALTH. That's all together as one word, .com.
Okay, can you repeat it one more time, please?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's care at omaxhealth.com.
Okay, that's exactly where I did it too. Okay, and again, can you confirm where it was manufactured?
Well,
where,
all of
where
our
this product is manufactured?
Products are manufactured in the U.S., ma'am.
I
It doesn't
understand
give
them,
me
but
a
does it tell you
specific,
where?
not a specific location I can give you, ma'am.
Okay, so then who would I have to email to find out about that?
Well, they would be able to assist you as well with the email through support that I've given you, ma'am, with
okay,
that
and
specific
again,
question.
Right, and the customer could, now this support, is this coming from your, where I'm
no, ma'am, that's
speaking with you?
corporate.
That goes from corporate. That goes to from corporate in California.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you don't have a direct phone number to find out if I need to ask any questions about any other ingredients from any other products. It has to be just through email.
Well, we do have those ingredients listed on the website as well as on the back of that product bottle and the ingredients information for each
right,
product.
Right, but if I had a question about a specific ingredient, then I would have to email corporate, or can I? Is there a direct line where I can speak with them as well?
Well, you could ask us or email corporate, whichever you might prefer, where we could try to assist you that way as well, ma'am, with
okay.
that information.
Okay, that's fine. I have a question about another one of the products that I was looking into. So as soon as I'm ready for that, I can either call back or I will, I will email. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So at this point, I will see what happens on the 20th if I receive the product, because I haven't received it yet, so I guess it's expected for tomorrow.
Yes,
right?
Ma'am.
And I'm not charged for it because I was charged and then it got credited, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and we're assuming at this point that that is being in place of the one that was received back on 4/27.
And yes, ma'am, actually, I did just get a message from my supervisor because
mm-hmm.
they were still looking into that. And
mm-hmm.
she did confirm that corporate did receive the returned order.
Okay.
So that was why that refund was issued, ma'am, for
okay,
that returned
so
product.
So for that returned product, that was issued for that. So then I'm not going to be charged for the May one, correct?
Essentially, that's correct, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So now let's get back to present time. I was also going to check on possibly switching over to the extra strength one, but I wanted to check with my doctor. So that's why, that was another reason why I wanted to hold off on anything else. So the next, let me just leave it alone the way it is, and the next product is going to be coming when?
That would be, it looks like on the, well, let me double check because it's looking like on the 14th of June.
On June 14th. Okay, so I have
June 13th. I apologize
June
because
13th.
May has 31 days. I forgot that.
Okay, so June 13th would be the next shipment, right? That will
That's
ship
correct.
Out.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
So if I need to change that in any way, then I will call back before the 13th, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, Jay, listen, I do appreciate all your help and your patience and kindness in answering
no,
all
no
these
problem.
Questions. And am I going to get a confirmation email with regard to corporate, with regard to my email and the refund?
Now, with that, give me one second to make sure we have a valid email on here for you. What is going to be a valid email for them to send that
but
to
I
you?
Already, but I did give them the email, so why wouldn't they just respond to that?
Well, I'm not showing it on the account with this account that got migrated for some reason. That's why I was going to enter that, as well as I could escalate it to corporate for them to get back in touch with you about getting that email sent to you specifically.
Because
you
I left, I did leave a phone number on the email.
Yes, ma'am.
So do you think that they are going to return it or no?
Yes, ma'am, they should.
Okay. All right. So then I'll just see what happens as far as that goes.
Okay.
All right. And take it from there.
And
in any
feel
event,
free
I
to call us back at
I
any
will.
time if you have any
Okay.
other questions or concerns so we can try to assist you further with those issues.
Okay. Jay, thank you very much for your help, okay?
And thank you for calling OMAX Health, and have a good day.
You
Bye-bye.
Do the same. Thank you again. Bye-bye.